Today's podcast is sponsored by DraftKings.com. Now, your season-long fantasy football team might be going strong or it might not, but you don't have to wait until the end of the season to either end your misery or get paid. When you're playing daily fantasy on DraftKings.com with one-week fantasy, there's no season-long commitments. You got injured players. Don't worry about it. It's like a new season every week. So you've never got stuck with the same players like Arian Foster. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. That means you could turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Pick the players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code ROB to play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter ROB for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. I'm Rob Cisternino, and this is the News AF from the week of October 26, 2015. Hey, everybody, welcome back to News AF. This is our actual factual news from the week of October 26th, and let me bring in the News AF team. Of course, you know the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Great.
And of course, with us, as always, is the also great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Superb.
Superb. Oh, wow. Is that even better than great? What's the power rankings of great and superb?
I think superb is better than great, but you introduced me as great, so I just went with it.
Yes. All right. So happy Monday, everybody. We're here live on blab.im. It's a Halloween week, so this might be an extra spooky show here as we go over all of the actual factual news happening during this week. Incredible.
Yes.
Tyson, I know you just got back from a trip to Reno playing poker with Jason Somerville and company.
Yeah, a gorgeous town.
Yes. How was it? Did you win big?
Dude. So I, believe it or not, I don't play a lot of poker. And so I was...
This is like a white man can't jump scenario?
Yeah. So I go in pretty unexperienced. My first tournament play, really. And I bubbled on my first tournament. So that means that you get close to the money. So like the first tournament was like 200, 250 guys payout to the top 20. And women, guys and women, payout to the top 22. And I was 28.
Okay.
So that's pretty close.
That's pretty good. And I know
I went all in with pocket queens.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I lost.
Yeah. And did you lose all your money a couple times and then get back in?
No.
Oh, you were in the whole time?
That tournament I bought in one time.
Okay.
Twice, I guess. So I paid, I lost, I bought in again, and then I made a deep run. Then the main event, I only bought in one time. Mm-hmm. And there were like over 300 entries, and I was 60th. So it was pretty good for a novice. I think that me being a novice threw a lot of people off because they were like, they didn't know what to do because they couldn't gauge what I had by how I bet because I didn't know how to bet with what I had.
You were a wild card.
I was a total wild card, dude. I took so many people out, and I actually had people afterwards tell me they were quite irritated that I made it further in the tournament than them.
Yeah. And then I saw that Boston Rob and Coach were there too.
Yeah. Rob was 9th in the main event. So yes, he's got like $3,000.
I heard he bubbled on the final table.
He bubbled on the final table. So the final table was 8. He was 9th. Mm-hmm. So they call that the bubble boy, I think.
The bubble boy.
Yeah.
Oops. And then
close.
Did Coach play poker also?
No, he doesn't like poker. He didn't play for whatever reason. So he did play blackjack. And I met up with him. I didn't watch him play blackjack. He played and lost. And then some fans were like, oh, hey, what are you playing? What's your game? He's like, oh, my game's blackjack. I can count cards. And I looked at him and was like, did you just lose a bunch of money over there? And he's like, yeah. And then after he's like, dude, why are you blowing me up like that? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that we were just lying to these random people about how you can count cards.
I could see Coach being like a baccarat guy. Like, I feel like nobody really knows the rules of baccarat. It's
like an old school game. And yeah, pretty much make it up as you go.
Danny, do you play any poker?
I used to. Yeah, backgammon, baccarat, some of those Chinese games. What is that Chinese one called?
Mahjong.
Mahjong. I really only play those fringe gambling games. No, I'm too big of a cheapskate.
Yeah,
I used to go and play the nickel slots while my friends would gamble. And then they got rid of the nickel slots because it didn't make them enough money. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I like the nickel slots and I have made some money playing those.
How much money have you made playing nickel slots?
Well, penny slots, I got like a $200 pot once.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good for pennies. And then I took that money. This is the time, Rob, that I took that money to the $50 a pull machine and won $4,000.
Yeah, because I kind of feel like you only have like one like big jackpot in you in your lifetime. And I kind of feel like I don't want to waste it on the penny slots. I feel like if I'm going to like get really lucky once, like I don't want to waste my like my one lifetime like big jackpot. And then you walk away with like $300.
You want to win that Ford Taurus. It's always spinning in the middle of the casino.
Yeah. There's a Tesla sitting in the middle of the pepper mill in Reno.
Yeah. Wow. Could you imagine?
Can you?
I can't. And now, Tyson, do you have like the poker bug now? Are you going to be continuing?
I like it. Yeah. Jason Somerville, who hosted the tournament, he said he has a couple down days this week and may come out here to teach me how to play poker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said, you're playing. He told me this is, he said, I'm like at a two right now, but he could get me to a six with like a few hours of training.
Wow. Okay.
So he's going to come out and teach me some secrets. I did learn a few things, like don't look at your cards until it's your turn to play on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't give anything up before it's your turn to play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You shouldn't even look at them. You should just play the whole hand and not even look at them.
I do that sometimes because that really throws people off. Do you play poker a lot, Rob?
I've played a little bit. I hardly know anything. And I've probably played more like online than I did like in person because I didn't have any friends. I still don't.
I think it's easier to play poker when those people aren't your friends.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was I became friends with too many of them.
Yeah, you're too friendly, too gregarious. I'm too
friendly, yeah. You're
too nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if Jason does it again, if he has another one of these run it up in Reno or wherever, I really do hope, I'd love to get out there.
Rumor is he's going to.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, so let's get into talking about all the news from this upcoming week. And, you know, there's a big breaking, baking story going on right now that a new study was revealed this morning where the world is still reacting to the fact that America's favorite processed meat, bacon, appears to not be as healthy as we had previously thought, Tyson.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
There's no iron in bacon?
Well, worse than that, it is now, according to the World Health Organization, allegedly, bacon is believed to now be carcinogenic to humans.
Whoa.
Yeah, take that with a grain of salt, because remember when salt was
bad? Take that with many grains of sodium also.
Exactly.
Hold the breath.
They'll soon be telling us that bacon fights Alzheimer's. I mean, I'm telling you, they flip-flop on these things so quickly.
Yeah, it'll soon be one of those diet fads where if you only eat bacon, that's the healthiest thing you can do.
Yeah, I just saw
it already happened.
I just saw a diet fad that was all cake. It was a cake-based diet fad. It was a cake binge or purge or whatever you call those things. So you just eat cake.
Yeah.
So bacon, so this is real bad news for a lot of people, huh?
Yeah, and not just bacon, all sorts of processed meats are saying hot dogs, bacon, ham, sausage. Now, again, did we know before this that I guess we thought, okay, well, it's probably will, you know, sort of clog your arteries to eat a lot of bacon. But in terms of like, did we associate bacon with cancer before this?
I think hot dogs were associated with everything bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it has everything.
Yeah.
Inside of it.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's probably in there. I don't think that is actually too surprising.
Yes.
Isn't even like charred food carcinogenic?
Yeah. I was always told that.
Like burnt toast and stuff, I think is
even
carcinogenic.
Even burnt toast? Wow.
You don't want to burn your toast.
I'm just going to eat bread from now on.
Yeah, just have regular bread or stale bread.
I'm not going to Quiznos anymore. But in terms of the, okay, so if bacon is now going to be causing cancer, Tyson, what was your idea for the chip when you submitted your chips to what was it, Lay's?
Yep, tempura bacon.
Tempura bacon, don't eat it. You dodged a bullet. You would have been sued so bad for that.
It's not made with real bacon. Haven't you ever had those bacos?
What about bacon bits?
Bacon bits, as long as they're not real bacon, they're the fake one. Then that's just sodium and flavoring and chemicals. It's good don't for they you.
Have- so that's healthier? The sodium and flavoring and chemicals is healthier than actual bacon?
Yeah. Right now, they haven't done a study on bacos.
Okay.
That's next.
Yeah.
Now, Danny, there's so many hipsters out there swearing by bacon, bacon this, bacon that. How will the hipster world be affected by this news?
They'll be crushed, Rob.
What do they do? Now, is it like, is eating bacon the new smoking? Is it sort of like, can I vape bacon? If yes. I vape bacon, will I be safe?
What we'll be seeing here are people in dark alleys consuming bacon.
Yeah,
right.
I think
it'll be pushed to the fringes of society. You'll have to go outside to eat your bacon, sir. It'll just, you know, it'll be one of those things that is frowned upon.
You have to go outside to eat your bacon.
Becomes a real problem. Bacon grease. I mean, there's a lot of problems with
the government's going to heavily tax it to kind of dissuade us from consuming it.
And when you buy packages of bacon, they'll have to put the gruesome pictures on it of what your colon looks like after consuming bacon.
Yeah, will there be a Surgeon General warning on the bacon?
There will have to be a Surgeon General warning on bacon.
Now, do you guys foresee a big bacon backlash or a bakelash, if you will?
I think that the hipsters are going to, because hipsters smoke still. So it's just like, yeah, it's bad for me and I don't even care. That's how cool I am.
Yeah. Well, so will we see sort of like a cottage industry of like sort of like American spirit bacon, where it's sort of like, yeah, well, this is bacon is bad for you, but this is like, you know, organic, whatever.
Pure tobacco fed bacon.
Yep.
By the people who brought you Philip Morris. So
there's pigs that are just being fed tobacco and then people are eating them.
Yeah. Then you're doubling up, dude.
Good idea, Tyson. You should start that right away.
Get a farm going.
Organic tobacco. Wow. Fed to pigs.
So this bacon news is really, I think that, you know, the world is still trying to, no pun intended, but process this this news about these meats that are no good. Even ham? Ham is no good?
Ham is processed, yeah.
Yeah.
And why would you eat ham? I mean, if you're going to really take a gamble with a carcinogen, wouldn't you just eat the bacon?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to gamble, you should just like, you should not even look at what your sandwich is and then eat it. So then the other people can't react to.
But what if there's mayonnaise in it?
How is mayonnaise? So is it anything pork related, like a pork chop? Is that bad for you also?
That doesn't sound processed to me. You included the word processed, so I assume that anything processed.
What about turkey bacon? Is turkey bacon processed?
These
are questions that need to be answered.
Turkey bacon is processed.
It is? So that's bad also? Is it anything bacon?
Or maybe it's just processed pork that's bad. Or maybe it's just pork.
Yeah.
I think we've known for a while that large quantities of meat are not really the best thing you can do for your body.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
So is bacon okay in moderation? Are they talking like, and what is the cutoff for when are you really getting out of hand?
I think most things are okay in moderation. The human body is like a magical instrument. And even if you put a little gunk in it, as long as it's not too often and you clean it out with good stuff, I think you're okay. Okay.
Has IHOP tweeted anything about this yet?
There's lots probably. Of good stuff there, but they're not going to do it.
We talked about last week IHOP and their out of hand tweets.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've done anything. All right. So more on this story as it develops here. But this is just breaking bacon news this morning on Monday morning, where the world is still reacting to this.
Really? Did you say breaking news?
Breaking news.
Break on news.
So more on that to come. All right. In other news this week. So, of course, Halloween is coming. Are you guys doing anything special for Halloween?
I don't know if it's special, but I just came up with our costumes last night.
So, you have a family costume or is this a you and Rachel costume?
It's a family costume, me and Rachel and baby.
Okay, so what are you guys going to be?
Me and Rachel are going to be Anna and Ilsa from the from the movie Frozen.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, I'm blonde, Rachel's brunette. And then baby's going to be the little snowman guy.
Olaf. I'm ashamed I know that.
Yeah. So where are you going? Are you going to like a party? Are you going trick-or-treating?
We might either do something here at our house or we might go up to my brother's house. All I know is I'm going to be wearing a dress.
And Danny, do you have Halloween plans?
Yeah, my wife is dressing me up as Garth. She's Wayne.
Oh,
Garth and Wayne from
that
movie.
I was hoping it was Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Yeah, dude, the Thunder Lord. Lightning strikes. So Garth. That's his name with the blonde hair and the glasses.
Yeah. Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah. And what are you guys doing?
We go to my parents and they live in a nice part of town and our kids trick or treat without the fear of stabbing or anything.
Yeah. In the nice part of town, they give you like the whole size candy bars and not just the fun size.
And every house throws like their own party. So there's like the driveways are filled with like actors and like smoke and music. And so it's off the hizzle. If that's still something people say.
It is. People understand it.
Smoke and actors and music. like what kind of smoke? Like people vaping?
Yeah. And then Donny Osmond, he's a local, so he's at every one of these parties.
No, like smoke machines and strobe lights, and they bring in people who... It's like every house is a miniature horror house. It's very impressive.
Horror house.
Oh, wait, can you say that again?
Horror house. Horror. Oh. Horror.
A haunted house.
Some people might understand it if I say it that way better.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not doing anything. I'm from what I've been told that it's on a Saturday and my wife says we're taking the baby somewhere, but we're like going to like some fair, but not even like trick or treating.
Like, is this like a Shomer Shabbos type of thing?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I said, fine, you get to decide what we're doing in the daytime, but we are not going anywhere at nighttime. That game 4 of the World Series is this Saturday night and I'm locked into that. We are not doing anything after 5 p.m. Stop.
Have they even had game 1 of the World Series?
They have not.
Okay.
So,
and this is your precious Mets are playing.
My beloved Mets are in the World Series this year.
Versus who?
They are playing the Kansas City Royals.
The Royals are back in town?
They're back. They're back in town. Danny, you're wearing a Giants hat. Are you a Giants fan?
No, my wife just buys all my clothes and she liked this hat. So
yes, I know that there's a lot of Giants fans up at Blab up in San Francisco and they beat the Royals last year. I'm hoping the Mets can follow suit this year.
Well, a lot of people always comment on my hat and they want to talk baseball and I know nothing about this football team.
Yeah.
That's what I have to tell them.
Yeah. And so that we're very excited. So yeah, game, you're assured of a game 4. It could be the Mets losing the World Series on Halloween night, but either way, I'm going to be locked in for game 4. So anyway, a lot of people are always trying to think of what costumes. And so they've come out with a list now of the terrible, sexy costumes for Halloween this year.
Terribly sexy or
no, terrible.
Supposed to be sexy, but terrible.
Because everybody always tries to take these Halloween costumes and turn them into the sexy version. So there's now a list of terrible Halloween sexy costumes. This is from Vox.com. So here's the rundown of terrible sexy costumes. They come up with the top nine. There is the terrible unsexy. We mentioned the black Halloween burger from Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Because it's a guy and a girl. They have the pizza rat. Do you remember Pizza Rat?
No.
Yeah, the rat that was carrying the pizza through the streets of New York, right?
So Yandy.com is selling the sexy pizza rat costume.
Cool.
It is such, look at that thing. That's just an insult to all costumes.
Okay. There is also the sexy Cecil the Lion.
Oh, pre or post mortem?
I believe.
Good question.
I believe it is pre the encounter with the dentist.
Oh, okay.
Yes. There is one. I think that this is probably inappropriate to even talk about, but it is a.
Are we going to do it?
Well, it's the somebody is selling Donald Trump referred to Megyn Kelly in a certain way, and this is a you could go as you know. Let's just not even talk about it. It's terrible.
Yeah, I see it right
it's
there.
Terrible. Then there is the sexy minions.
This is just that's just wrong.
Okay.
There is also then the sexy Donald Trump.
Huh.
What do you think of that?
I have to look that up because I can't imagine.
Okay. It's all about the model. I mean,
yeah.
Anybody else would just look normal. Yes. Like I'm going
so
to work.
The sexy Donald Trump costume is called the Donna T. Rump Shaker.
Donna T. Rump Shaker.
What do you think about that?
You'll be making America great this Halloween in this limited edition Yandy Donna T. Rump Shaker costume featuring a white sleeveless shirt with an attached collar, an attached red tie, a royal blue faux blazer, and royal blue booty shorts.
Yes.
Hat and wig sold separately.
Okay.
I feel like that's most of the costume, the hat and wig.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. And Donald Trump, I think, would be very insulted if he found out his costume came with a wig. So maybe that was a lawsuit thing.
Yeah.
Then there is a sexy Caitlyn Jenner Vanity Fair costume.
Okay.
That's offensive costume.
Yeah. That's for shock value right there.
Also, that change.org has a petition against that costume.
Really?
And people are advocating that it is changed to the adult Bruce Jenner Olympian costume.
Yeah, that one's good too. His 1980 costume where it's just his running tank top and running shorts and stuff.
Yes. Yep. I'm not sure exactly how this is a sexy costume, but there is the Rachel Dolezal costume.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how they made this into a sexy version of that. That's the NAACP person who was pretending to be a black person.
Yeah, I remember who it is, but it's a do-it-yourself costume. Right now, nobody's selling it.
Nobody's selling that one. And then finally, the number one terrible sexy costume is the white and gold dress or the blue and black dress?
Yeah.
That one doesn't look bad. It just looks like a dress, you know, somebody would wear to a party. How is that number one?
Because it's the sexiest.
I think because it's the most terrible, I think, was why it was number one.
I think the pizza rat is the worst. It's just it's a dress with two fake pizza slices.
To be fair, Caitlyn Jenner Vanity Fair is probably the worst and most offensive costume.
I was rating it on a different kind of worst. Not like a PC worst, but more all around the most pathetic.
The laziest.
Yeah, the laziest. Thank you, Tyson.
Is it like funnier? When you said pizza rat before I imagined it, I imagined like Rizzo the rat from the Muppets carrying like a pizza, like 14 times his own size and weight over his head.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that. I just like that they're getting away from the nurses, the devil angels. You know, they're trying. They're trying to find other sexy costumes to sell. So I can appreciate the effort. Maybe it's a little misguided, but at least we're trying to move away from the typical sexy costumes.
Okay. Well, a big fear I think that a lot of people have, and they try to outdo each other with these costumes and come up with the most creative and original costumes, that you go to a party
and you're too sexy.
You want to have the best costume. You want to have the sexiest costume, but you could have a potential embarrassment if you go to a party and other people have the same costume as you do and have outdone you in terms of what people are going as. So that's where Google has stepped in, and Google has come up with a new website called the Frightgeist, where you can now track what are the most popular Halloween costumes in your city. So either you could avoid being those costumes because you don't want to do what everybody else is doing, or if you're sort of like a lame conformist, you could make sure you have a costume that's at least a popular costume so nobody could tell you you're too far out on a limb.
Now, here's what's interesting about this list. I noticed that Salt Lake is Star Wars. And last night I was at a gas station and I heard a girl say while she was talking on the phone, I think I've got two or three lightsabers. So I think that there, it actually is accurate that Star Wars, if I'm just hearing a random person talk about how many lightsabers she has, I think that's a good representation of what people are going to wear.
Can I ask you guys a question? And look, tell me if this is sacrilege or not, but is Star Wars as a brand, is Star Wars cool?
Not anymore.
Because I feel like that Star Wars to me is like the most overexposed brand. I mean, every single, like I'm watching TV and I'm seeing commercials for like every sort of like major brand that you might associate with not necessarily being cool is like all in on Star Wars. Like you pick up like a newspaper and it's like, oh, Target, like all Star Wars. Like every department store is all in on Star Wars. And I feel like that when Star Wars first came out, like in the 70s, like it was not necessarily, it was definitely cool because it was not something that necessarily, you know, the man would be sort of involved with. But Star Wars to me is like the most sold out brand out of anything, but people still act like it's not.
You're treading on dangerous ground.
Yeah, dude, you're going to start a major battle with a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. And so, I mean, tell me, like, and maybe if it's just sacrilege, then it's completely a brilliant business plan from Star Wars to just, you know, just be everywhere. And you can't say anything bad about Star Wars.
Well, that's Disney.
Yeah.
Disney taking over. I think Star Wars in the 70s when all the movies came out, 70s, 80s, was dope because it was mind blowing, like the effects and stuff, and people were stoked on it. And then, you know, 10, 15 years later, before all the newer Star Wars movies came out, 20 years later, if you still appreciated those movies, then that was like cool to be like that guy. But now everybody likes all of the movies all of the time. So I think Disney did their job in promoting Star Wars so well that you have to be a Star Wars fan. Okay. Or else you're not American.
All right, so Star Wars is the number one Halloween costume in Salt Lake City, Utah. Does that affect anything that you guys are doing?
Nope. I'm going as Frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, a different Disney character.
So if you saw people that were in Star Wars costume, would you say anything to them? Like, oh, here you are, just another Star Wars person.
Well, do you know what the most popular one in Los Angeles is?
What is it? Comic book person?
It's Star Wars.
Yeah. Ah. So just everywhere. Star Wars. What is the number one Star Wars costume?
Palm Springs is Adam's Family.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I feel like that seems.
San Diego is Star Wars.
Colorado was hippie. Denver was like you'd go as a hippie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Go as yourself.
This seems like very detailed. That in Monterey, California, the number one costume is not Star Wars, but is specifically Luke Skywalker. Are there that many Luke Skywalkers out there?
You just walk around with a lightsaber and complain.
Is it old Luke Skywalker or is it new Luke Skywalker?
That's a good question.
Or is it Mark Hamill post Luke Skywalker?
Before the motorcycle crash or after?
Right? Yeah. Now, is there a correlation between the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and the hippie costumes? Is it possible that these people are not costumed individuals? Like they just walked around like, oh, so many hippie costumes around here.
Yeah, look at all these great hippie costumes. That's got to be fake.
Very authentic.
Yeah. Nobody wears those perfectly circular sunglasses anymore.
Yeah. Number two is Star Wars in Colorado. And then number three is rabbit. Are there that many rabbits out there?
Yeah, rabbits, actually, the rabbit population in Utah, and I assume Colorado as well, is at a 10-year high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We would love to see if anybody has any unique original costumes that we haven't talked about on the show. Definitely. We love to see them. Send them to us on Twitter, hashtag NewsAF, those actual factual Halloween costumes. Okay. In other news this week, so much has been talked about where people have had their passwords hacked and compromised. They're calling it the Mr. Robot effect, where they think that so many people are now thinking about this stuff because of that TV show. Did you guys watch that show?
I did.
Yeah.
Kid looked too depressed.
Yeah. So you didn't, you couldn't watch it.
It just looks so sad. Yeah.
The heavy show. And so that so many people are concerned about their passwords for everything. And so there is an 11-year-old girl in New York City that has gone into business coming up with passwords for people. Would you guys be interested in an original hacker-proof password created by an 11-year-old girl in New York City for the price of $2, Tyson.
How does she do it?
She comes up with them. She has a list of words that were created sort of like she has like a list that it's called dice words or okay. diceware words. And so she like takes a dice and she rolls the dice five times. And then it's like, okay, 6, 1, 4, 3, 2 is this word. And then I think she does that and she comes up with, and gives you a list of six words. And then that's beyond what hackers can come up with because they're totally random. And then she mails them to you in an envelope.
So six words. So your password is six words long?
Yeah.
That's a long password, dude. Mine's only ever two characters.
two characters?
That's not even possible. It require eight with like dots and capitalization and numbers.
Yeah.
So I feel like if all she's doing is rolling dice to get six perfectly random words, I feel like you could do that yourself.
Yeah.
No?
Well, you could, or you could just pay her $2 and then wait a couple of weeks and then she'll send you a password.
Okay.
I'd be more interested in her just knowing all my passwords and signing me in every time I needed to get into something.
Well, she doesn't wouldn't know your login information. Like, so she wouldn't, unless she knew your email.
I'll give her everything because she's probably as secure as Yahoo or any of these other places that have been hacked.
She probably can't remember what the passwords were that she sent to you. Like, she probably doesn't keep it on file. She probably just sits there with the die. You would assume, I don't know, maybe she just knows everything. She's like the Oracle. Somebody, yeah, like, is this girl a security threat because she knows all the passwords.
Yeah. Who she are did. Some of her clients?
Like, she wants.
Did she get passwords for Sony or Target or anything like that? Like, is she the
she's the
password
least?
Genius behind them?
She could be. That's entirely possible. Yeah, maybe she's just like, yeah, hackers can't get this. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah, I'm a hacker.
Keep rolling those dice, little girl.
So you think she's the Oracle and she has all of this in her internal memory?
That's entirely possible.
She claims she doesn't remember anything and she doesn't keep anything on file. She makes them for you and then she sends them through the post, which she says the government can't open your mail and that's why she does it. And
the government can't open your mail?
Supposedly without a warrant is what she claims.
So they're not opening our Gmails?
Well, physical mail.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. What if they have like one of those lights and they could be like, sort of like,
She probably puts it in those envelopes with the stripedy insides so that you can't tell what's writ and what's actually just the internals of the envelope.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen on like a bunch of like 80s shows where they like get like an iron and they could sort of like steam the letter open and then like seal it again.
Yeah, they can do that.
So I don't know if you guys saw in this link, they have a picture of her binder. It really does not make me feel super secure. It's sort of first off that the binder that she has, it says on the front, password business on the front of the binder, except business is spelt wrong. And then like it also that. Says top secret. Also on the front of the binder. So I'm really very concerned about this.
I think if it's marked as top secret, nobody's allowed to look inside it. Isn't that right?
I guess so.
It's as secure as any of our government secrets. So
yeah.
Yeah. And then also on top of this, she will also, they said that if she went into doing this business full time, that she could make $12 an hour, which is actually higher than the $8.75 minimum wage in New York.
Wow.
Got to be some child labor law that's being broken there.
I feel like this business spelled backwards would be spelled wrong would be a great password.
Yeah.
Business.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting passwords made for you by this little girl, you can go to dicewarepasswords.com.
Okay. Have you visited there yet?
Yeah, the website actually looks very professional. So they show you like a password that you get in an envelope from her. I'm not sure if postage is included, but you get an envelope and the password that's depicted is Alger Kim Curry Bland
Puck Horse.
So yeah. They say it's easy to remember all of those words as you go along. Which actually, that happens to be my password for Blab. So,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't believe I actually had the same one as her.
Wow.
Yeah, so there she is. There she is. Her name is Mira Modi, which actually that is also my password for several websites.
Do you think she came up with this business idea herself, or did her dad be like, hey, I write for ArsTechnica.com and you should do this and then I'll do a story on you? And then
no, her mom is she
the driving
wrote a book,
force.
Her mom wrote a book on this type or some kind of online security. And so the little girl as part of the book was rolling these things for her mom, I'm guessing, to put into the book. And then she kind of just turned it into a side business.
Okay.
So I think it's probably like the mom is just like actually the person doing it, but it's like, oh, this will be a cute story if I say that my 11-year-old is doing it, and nobody would do this business if they found out if it was an adult, but they think it's cute that like 11-year-old kid is doing it.
It's like getting your Eagle Scout. Yeah. Your mom does it all.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see if anybody gets a password from her, definitely let us know what the experience is. You don't have to tell us what that password is. All right. We've talked so much about Subway and what a hot streak they've been on over these last couple of months.
Oh, I'm excited for this. Just the word Subway already, I know it's going to be probably pretty good.
We've covered so much Subway news between Jared, between the woman who went crazy and locked herself in the bathroom and created a big mess, to the person that found a mouse in their Subway sandwich. Now, Subway is under attack for allegedly false advertising because consumers are claiming that their Subway footlong sandwiches were not actually a foot long. All right. So now,
how long are they?
I don't know. I don't know. Does it depend where you measure the sandwich from?
Well, I think you have to measure it from the end.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, from bread end to bread end.
All right. Well, some people are saying that their Subway sandwiches are only 11 inches long, not the full foot long as advertised.
Who's taking a measuring tape to Subway? Sorry, sir. I'd like a different sandwich. This one's only 11 3/4 inch.
Get all those loaves out and let me measure them down.
Yeah, well, people are saying they're paying the full $5 and they're not getting their money's worth with only an 11-inch sandwich.
Is this pre-toast or after toasting? Because that would make a difference, I think. You might lose a half inch.
Well, especially when it comes down to the carcinogens in the toasted bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So with
extra bacon.
No, people are upset. And so they're saying that they're taking liberties with this sandwich. I mean, if you went with the Subway measuring system, that you could just you could say anything is just just tack on extra inches on anything.
So if these people that are suing Subway for having short sandwiches win, is Subway going to have to send out an inch of sandwich to every person signed on with the
class? That'll be the result of the class action lawsuit. That'll be the result.
They'll have to be like, oh, what sandwich did you have? Okay, here's an inch of that sandwich.
Well, apparently if the lawsuit ends up going through, Subway will now agree to actually measure their sandwiches, and it will be a legal requirement to measure your Subway sandwich.
I feel like you could start shaming people into being like, oh, you're going to eat this whole 12-inch sandwich all by yourself, sir? You shouldn't.
Should you be able to order Subway sandwiches by the inch? Could you say like, let me get 4 inches of this. Could I get 6 inches of this?
Yeah. Too confusing.
No, I don't think the 4 inches, I think the 4 inches they already have. I think that's like a kid's sandwich or breakfast sandwich or something.
This is litigation gone mad. I mean, are we going to start to weigh hamburgers and like look into what's really in those chicken nuggets or Taco Bell meat? Yeah. I mean, let's just assume that if you go to fast food, you're not getting what you're asking for. That should just be the default.
Is somebody going to be saying, the next person say like, oh, hey, my quarter pounder didn't actually weigh a quarter pound before they started cooking it?
Yeah, I think so. And they're going to have to change it to Royale with cheese. Is that what you're going to say, Danny?
And now everyone's walking around with measuring tapes and scales and they're weighing everything, making sure that they get their pound of flesh from everything. It's just madness.
Everybody's going to be wearing a tool bag everywhere they go.
Yeah.
Tool belts.
Tool belts, not tool bag.
Would you guys be upset if you went to Subway and then were shorted an inch on your footlong sandwich?
No, I'd actually be grateful. I'd be like, oh, thank God. I felt terrible about eating that entire thing, but it was actually an inch less than I thought it was.
Felt a little lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they should maybe get like, put like on the paper, they should print a ruler.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
And then you can also get a free ruler at Subway.
Yeah.
Should they go to the metric system just to throw people off the scent?
No one would complain because they wouldn't want to look stupid. They're like, wait, centimeters?
30 centimeters of sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, if Subway said, okay, like, we heard you, America, like, we're giving you a better value instead of your $5 foot long. We've got now the $5, what is it? 22 centimeter long. Like, wow, that's a deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. Well, so what would it be? What's the conversion? 12 inches in centimeters is 30 centimeters. Oh,
I was right.
Wow. Tyson, did you hear me? On. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
$5, 30 centimeter sandwich. And 30 centimeters for the price of 12 inches.
Yeah, it's also 3 decimeters.
Oh.
Now you're just showing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that they could really just get make people forget about Jared, make people forget about everything if Subway went to the metric system.
So just switch completely to the metric. Plus, it would be like European. Everybody would be like, oh, yeah, they have better food over there anyways. Let's eat that.
I'll have the 30-centimeter baguette.
Yeah.
with ham and cheese.
With bacon and cheese.
I mean, could you call it, maybe if you went a little bit bigger and call it the third of a meter sandwich?
Yeah, you could.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's correct as well.
Yeah. You should work for Subway.
Third of a meter.
Rob has a PR firm where we're working on that. We're going to come in and help Subway. All right. So we'll keep you guys posted if they update anything with the extra inch at Subway. Also, watch out if you get your Subway sandwich with cheese, because another study, this is from the LA Times, is reporting that cheese can be as addictive as drugs for some people. Are either of you guys addicted to, or have anybody in your family that has been addicted to cheese?
I've never been addicted to drugs, so I don't really have a comparison, but I feel like this is just another excuse to be fat.
Does this make France the Colombia of cheese?
Yeah.
Perhaps. People are addicted to cheese, they're saying. So it was recently discovering that pizza is the number one most addictive food in America.
That is true.
Is it addictive, or is it just
all
good?
The time? Yeah, it's so good.
What's the difference?
Well, it's like if you just like it because it's good, that's different than having to have it or else you get the sweats and like have a major breakdown.
You don't get the pizza sweats?
I don't. Oh, yeah. Only when I eat pizza.
Dude, when it releases the dope, sweet dopamine, and I'm just munching on some cheesy pizza.
Yeah, dude, you're riding the adrenaline high. Dude,
of way high. Pizza. I go out and drive
the sauce.
Oh my gosh,
coming out of your skin.
Mm-hmm. So, if you had a pizza that didn't have cheese on it, would that be safe to eat?
Yeah, it wouldn't be as addictive, I guess.
You wouldn't want to eat it.
Yeah, and they're saying that it happens because the casein protein, which is found in milk products, during digestion, it releases opiates called casomorphins.
That sounds scientific. I'm not going to argue with those big words.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that good for us?
I'm not necessarily sure. So what they're saying, according to this article, is, you know, you could go out there and smoke pot. That's fine. But then once you get the munchies and call for the pizza, that's the real gateway thing that's happening.
So you're saying marijuana is a gateway to cheese?
Yeah, it leads to the pizza. And that's what gets you addicted. You're not addicted to the marijuana. You're addicted to the pizza.
Yeah.
Cheese is a gateway to bacon.
And now, then you're really in trouble.
Wow. And then you're on a slippery slope to death.
Yeah, not good. Not good. So be on the lookout there. For cheese products. Will we have a Surgeon General's warning on cheese in addition?
I guess so.
We'll probably have a syntax on cheese and bacon. And then you'll see like mobsters bringing cheese and bacon from Montreal over to New York, selling in street corners.
In modified race cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the paneling of cars.
Yeah.
So is Subway doing you a favor where you get the 11-inch cheese hero?
Yes.
Because you're not
saving your life.
You're not getting quite as addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But maybe they're putting that same amount of cheese, just more condensed.
Yeah. What about a cheese alternative?
I think they already have that. It's called American cheese slices. Yeah.
Is that addictive?
It's an artificially processed cheese food.
Yeah.
When it doesn't melt, it takes like 500 degrees to melt that cheese. That's a bad sign.
Okay.
You can put it outside and no wild animal will touch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But if it doesn't get you addicted, is that better?
Some would say probably.
Okay.
I'm guessing if cheese is that addictive, then that's maybe more of a personal problem than, I don't know. I'm not addicted to cheese, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
I'm addicted to pizza, though. That's yeah. not good.
Wait, how long could you go without eating pizza?
I eat pizza every week.
Week? That's not addicted.
Yeah, but whenever I'm hungry,
try telling that to somebody who smokes crack, bro.
Right? Like, I can't leave for work in the morning. I'm getting the shakes unless I have a slice of pizza.
Like you're hiding some in all of your clothing. You've always got it hidden so you can get your fix. Yeah, at like any
that
time.
pizza pouch holder that we were talking about a couple of weeks
like
ago.
Like you're hiding in one of the bathroom stalls, standing on the toilet with a spoon and a lighter.
Danny, what's going on in there?
You know what, guys? You're right. Thank you. Now I can eat pizza a lot more often because I was feeling guilty about once a week. But if you're not eating pizza in the morning, it's not a problem.
Yeah, we don't have to have a pizza intervention.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm not addicted. I'm not addicted.
All right, let's start to get into the true crime portion of the show. This was an interesting story. So up in Portland, a couple actually had a home invasion that they were sleeping in bed and a burglar broke into their house and started stealing their stuff. And then the man got naked and got into bed with the sleeping couple and began to kiss the man of the home that he had broken into. and when the sleeping person woke up, that the intruder was on top of him with a knife.
I feel like this was just a bet between the criminal and his friends to see how many laws he could break in one thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately for the burglar, this man owned a firearm and he was able to the sleeping guy was able to push the burglar off of him and then chase the man out of his house with the gun, firing a couple of shots but not hitting him. Luckily, the burglar was able to get his pants and then ultimately was arrested for the charges of burglary and sex abuse and unlawful use of a weapon.
Wow. There's so much in that story to dissect.
Yeah, you could really take all three of those punishments.
Yeah, we should do an entire episode just on this crime.
Yes. Okay,
so let me get this straight here. So the man breaks in, and what was he stealing?
They didn't say valuable items from the house.
Okay. And then he proceeded, got it stripped down naked, got in bed with the couple.
Mm-hmm.
Chose to sexually abuse the man.
Yes.
And then after that, he was going to stab him, or presumably.
I'm not sure if it was going to be a stabbing. I'm not sure if it was like some sort of like, hey, you got to do this or you're going to get stabbed. Like, I don't think it was like an attempted stabbing, but it was a menacing thing. I mean, I've been like woken up startled from, just like the alarm clock. I could you imagine that you wake up and there's a naked man in your bed with a knife?
So
kissing you.
Yeah, let's go back to this a little bit, Rob. Would you wake up from just the kissing? Because I feel like I would be like, what's that?
Yeah, I think that would be sort of like, what's going on here?
So for me, here's probably the laws he broke in Oregon. Breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
Is stealing a separate crime than breaking and entering?
Did he steal anything? Because I think he seemed like he gathered stuff.
Yeah, okay. He actually left clothing there. He actually donated some clothes.
So breaking and entering.
Yeah.
He probably had some type of lewd conduct and the sexual abuse. So he's going on the sex offenders registry. Plus, I'm assuming homosexuality is still illegal in Oregon.
That we'd have to go in and take a look at. I don't know. I think Northwest is pretty progressive.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. So, and then after that, if he got his pants on before he exited the house, he's probably okay. But if he exited the house pantsless, that's another crime again.
Especially if a school bus of children was driving by at the exact moment he sprang from the house without pants. Right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see that Nathan for You episode?
That was such a good episode with the robot.
Did you watch that show?
What show?
Nathan for You.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's good. I haven't watched the new season yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
The thing that blows my mind is what people can sleep through. right? Mm-hmm. There's a guy rifling through your valuables and you're asleep. There's a guy that comes into your room, you're still asleep. There's a guy kissing you on the sweet, soft nape of your neck and you're still asleep. Yeah. I mean, at what point do you wake up?
You didn't wake up. He sits on you with a knife.
Yeah, until he sits on you with a knife.
Yeah.
And then it's just, my kid once came into my room and just his presence of him standing next to my bed woke me up and I backhanded him. Because I thought it was like, I was terrified. I had like that half awake moment. But I just can't believe these people sleep through this whole thing. And it's not until he's climbed on top of the guy and got a knife against his neck, the guy wakes up. I mean, that to me is the most surprising thing.
Yeah, they should do a drug test on the guy who actually got burglarized.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been high on pizza.
Yeah, he probably was in a pizza coma.
He probably ate an entire pizza and then just slipped into a pizza coma.
It got down into his stomach, the cheese did, and then the itis set in.
The itis. they are now also testing the suspect for drug use also. So also seems highly likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems highly likely. Do you think that the guy, the intruder, might have been on pizza?
No, he was looking for bacon.
Hey, got any bacon here?
Got any bacon?
Oh, man.
Okay, so interesting story. Also, then in New Jersey, a shoplifter at Walmart made off with 32 iPhones out of a Walmart this past week.
I like this guy's strategy.
What he did was he took them all out of the case and then put them into a suitcase and then went to the self-serve checkout and then bought the suitcase and then left with all the iPhones.
My goodness.
Such a smart man.
Now, don't things beep when you go out of the store? Is that just for show?
That's a good point. Yeah, but you could just be like, oh, yeah, that's just all my cell phones.
Just my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know. And again, I have not been to a Walmart recently. I didn't know you could even do self-serve at Walmart.
I actually went to Walmart last week and she opened up. I was buying a cooler. She opened it up to look inside. So the part of the story I didn't read was that he went to self-checkout because I thought, you know what? She looked in my cooler. It was like one of the most important parts of her job.
Yeah. Do you guys do self-checkout when it's an option?
I usually don't because I know they're turning a profit on me. So why wouldn't I make someone work for that?
If I see an older person in front of me at the self-checkout, I will go somewhere else.
Yeah, because they're going to use a check.
Yeah, they'll fumble along with the buttons. They don't know what's going on. And so it's faster to go through the checkout.
Plus, you know, well, I go through regular checkout as often as I can.
To get your money's worth?
Yeah. But if there's an old person in the regular checkout that, you know how lonely old people are. They talk and talk and then they write a check and then they have to get that. Like when you write a check now, it's like a 10-minute process because they have to find out. And it's like you can get a check card that works the same.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I actually will make a statement out loud if someone's paying with a check. I'm like, those are still a thing. You're paying with a check.
Does that start more conversation though?
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
The thing is they don't respond to public shaming
or sarcasm.
They do is.
Yeah, they don't.
Shaming themselves.
Yeah. And they just start chit-chatting and telling you about their family.
Mm-hmm. I will use the self-checkout at the supermarket because I feel like there's often a line. And so I end up like, oh, I don't want to go on the line. Let me go over here. But I was really annoyed a couple of weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. I bought I was buying a 6-pack of beer and they kicked me off the self-checkout line. They could not buy, was not allowed to buy beer on the self-checkout line. I'm like, really? Come on.
Does Nicole know you were buying this?
She did know. She did know.
Was it for the game?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to have some beers on hand. This was, I think, when the Mets were still playing the Dodgers.
The Mets lost.
Yeah.
If the Mets lost.
No, I did. And I actually did buy I bought an actual bottle of alcohol a couple of weeks ago because I said, like, the Mets are in the playoffs. I need to have some sort of alcohol in the house, win or lose. But then when the Mets beat the Dodgers, I didn't get to drink that much because I had to do a podcast that night.
How many pizzas did you have waiting in the wings as well?
No, we didn't have any pizza. I think I'm going to get pizza on Tuesday. Tuesday for game one of the World Series. I think we will have some addictive pizza coming in.
Okay. I just think that maybe, like, God forbid the Mets had lost and you pounded that alcohol, I think the cheese also would have made you feel terrible about the entire evening.
The game four of the NLDS, which was the last playoff game the Mets lost, that was a big frozen yogurt night over here. I don't know if frozen yogurt has the same sort of stuff as the cheese does, but that was a big, I said, that's it. I'm getting a froyo after that.
We're doing it.
Take my mind off it.
What kind of beer?
I bought an Amstel Light.
Oh, Amstel. Belgian beer.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we talked about it. This wasn't actually on this podcast, but we talked about when we were up doing the Blab on the Bay. We talked about the Target up in San Francisco in the Bay Area that started playing the porno. And just to rehash that story real quick, that there was a Target and people were shopping and then they started playing like over the PA system, a pornographic film started playing and they could hear it there. And we actually talked with a woman who was there to see the show who was actually there, Tyson. You remember?
I remember that.
Yes. And so it was a whole big thing. And it was a mystery. Nobody knew how it happened. And apparently there were in the Lisbon, Portugal airport. Have you guys been there?
Wait, before we leave the Target story, how much did their business increase, like tenfold?
Yes, but it was mostly people just going through a self-checkout buying porno film.
Okay.
So, oh, you can get them here and you don't have to like have the awkward moment where you're buying the movie.
Yeah.
And so they don't have any, pornographic films at Target, but they probably have like some R-rated movies.
How do you know?
That I've heard from a friend.
Okay. But, I researched this for a friend one time.
Yeah. So the Lisbon airport, have you guys been there to Portugal?
Never.
Never.
That's one of the few countries in Western Europe I have not visited.
Well, you guys might want to check it out now because people were going through the baggage claim over the weekend and the TV at the baggage claim started playing a pornographic film. And this was, now again, Target was just the audio over the PA system. This was the actual movie happening on the TV screen. People filmed it with their phone and put it up on YouTube.
Are they sure it's not just a shampoo commercial from Europe?
Yeah, exactly.
Because those get pretty racy.
Only Americans were offended. All the Europeans were like, oh, Channel 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's actually what they said was that they asked about what happened there. And so the authorities at the airport ended up saying, like, no, we just had a TV station on and this was just on one of the TV stations.
Yeah, I would totally believe it. Because the Americans get offended. They're like, my ancestors didn't leave this continent to come back and see this kind of garbage.
Yeah. they said it was 3 a.m. and one of these TV stations in Portugal was just airing a, they called it a soft porn movie.
So Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Something
I don't know. It's pretty, that I'm watching the YouTube clip. It's pretty racy. I don't know where they draw the line on soft porn versus anything else.
Did the YouTube clip only show the screen or did it show like everybody high-fiving waiting for their luggage as well?
They showed the screen and you'd hear the movie and then you just hear like the people that are filming it be like, Portugal airport! Like,
the only way this is awkward is if I'm waiting to pick up luggage with my parents and that comes on.
Yeah. And then you are stuck with baggage for the rest of your life. Right.
Yeah.
You've had emotional baggage to
forever
deal with.
And ever.
Right. So is this a thing? Are we going to start seeing, is there going to be more and more like practical jokesters playing porn at different places?
Seems harmless enough.
This is a warning to everybody on Blab that I'm telling you. So one of these days, one of these practical jokesters is going to be calling into one of these Blab shows ready to go.
Yeah. Never invite. This is this open seat right here. Never invite someone in because we don't know.
I see. I hope that's not what Johnston is thinking about. I see he's trying to call in right now.
John Cortez.
That's why we need a screener. All right. And then one other news story. So was in other crime news, and I'm not sure how big of a crime this is. Amazon is suing people who are putting up phony 5-star reviews on Amazon. People have been selling reviews. Have you ever bought something on Amazon where then there's things have a really good product reviews and then sometimes it's not as good as when you get it?
Yes.
Yeah. So there have been some people who have been doing that. So people have been sued for selling these 5-star reviews for money.
Ooh, how much money?
I'm not sure what the lawsuit is, but
that girl might have a side business.
Yeah. So what the News AF intern Lita wanted to know is, Tyson, are you concerned that people will be paid off to leave 5-star reviews of this podcast?
No, because I will not pay anybody that.
We do not pay for 5-star reviews around
here. No, we do not. All we do is read them once they were given to us.
Danny, would you accept money to leave a 5-star review for something?
Sure.
Oh, well, that may change then. Can I give you money to give a 5-star review of this podcast?
Depends how much.
How much money would it take for you to give a 5-star review for a Subway one-third meter sandwich?
See, that's the real question is, what am I giving a 5-star? If it's absolutely horrible, like some sandwiches are, then it would take a lot of money for me to
review. We're talking a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, but there's lots of options, like the meatball sandwich.
Okay.
Maybe $5, right? Maybe a free sandwich or a coupon for a free sandwich.
You would leave a 5-star review on Yelp.
Yes.
For a meatball sandwich.
Yes.
Have you never had the meatball sandwich where you've gotten a bad meatball?
Not yet. Now, the buffalo chicken, the spicy buffalo or whatever it is, the buffalo chicken, that would be $200 to $500 to do a 5-star review.
Okay. And is that the most expensive review at Subway for you?
Yeah.
Would you charge more for any other sandwich, or that's like the...
No, the buffalo chicken's the grossest.
Okay. So. Rob?
How much would I charge to leave a 5-star review of a Subway sandwich?
Of the worst Subway sandwich that you can think of in your head.
It really depends on, like, is it my public profile? Like, am I doing like the Jerry Manthe where I'm leaving a Yelp review and then tweeting it out to people?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, I feel like that
you're going to be heavily associated with this review.
Yeah, then I feel like then it's almost not worth it. It would have to be an incredible amount of money, because then I feel like then my credibility is then for sale, where people are like, what is Rob doing? Where if it's something that I don't really believe in, but I'm just coming off like a shill.
But people always do that. So why not get paid for it? People are always pitching crap they don't even like or use on radio shows.
Yeah, you think Matthew McConaughey drives a Lincoln?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a difference between something like, okay, this is a paid endorsement, and then like that the transparency of the I am not being paid for this. This is what I truly believe. And then I think you're sort of like it's the difference between an endorsement and sort of a commercial. You know what I mean?
So how much cheese would Subway have to give you for you to give
them? I'm not a big cheese guy.
Have you tried it?
I've tried cheese.
Because if you haven't, you can come to my house. So we have some cheese right here, and first time's free.
Yeah. Whoa. And then you have to keep coming back. How much to come back?
Yeah. Well, it gets progressively more expensive as we get into more expensive cheeses.
How much?
Go ahead.
How much would it cost to give a 5-star review for a Donna T. Rump Shaker costume?
I'll do that for free.
For free.
Yeah. How about for a 5-star review of a seafood salad sub at Subway?
Oh boy.
Ooh boy. Just pay for my hospital bills.
Yeah, because then other people could potentially be getting into, you're advising other people to have the seafood salad at Subway.
That's just reckless. You can't do that.
That would be pretty reckless. All right. Covered a lot of news today.
We really did a great job, guys.
Yeah.
That was great.
Do you want to see what John has to say?
Yep. Let's see what John has to say.
Okay. All right. Real quick. This is lightning round. John, what do you have to say? And this better not be porn.
Yeah. This better not be.
John. What's up, guys?
Mabuhay.
Yeah, hold on. Mabuhay.
What do you have, the TV on over there?
No, I'm at Starbucks.
Oh, okay. Is it Starbucks? Oh. Okay. It's a little loud. So just give us your question real quick.
All right. Yeah. I don't really have much of a question, but I guess I have a little addiction to seafood. So I don't know if that's something.
Okay. So you don't like seafood?
No, I do, but this is like something, a pizza addiction.
Okay. Are you a seafood addiction? Oh.
You have a seafood addiction?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're going to try and get a Kickstarter fund going and see if we can get you into rehab.
Yeah, we'll have an intervention. All right. Thanks, John.
See you, John.
Bye. See you, John.
Seafood addiction. I didn't even know that was the thing.
Yeah, apparently so.
Okay. All right. So is he going to have the seafood? You know, if there's anything that can cure you of a seafood addiction, it's got to be that seafood salad sandwich from Subway, right? Seafood
salad sandwich from Subway, dude. Oh, man. Even just the name of that is just
so bad.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate cure for a seafood addiction. Come on into Subway for an 11-inch foot long. You'll be cured in an instant. All right. good stuff today. Lots of fun on the News AF. Of course, you can see all of these News AF episodes as they come out on our website at newsaf.news. And then we will have our iTunes subscription link by next week's show. So it's all happening here in the News AF room.
Yeah, it really is. And News it's AF actually newsroom. Multiple rooms.
Yeah.
This is exciting. The News AF newsroom. I'm going to it right now. Puts us right there.
Okay. Let's see. This chat. We have if Chad has a question, and then we're going to come up with our hashtag and sign off if we get Chad on. Actually, for the hashtag, what do you think of Bakelash?
Bakelash is good, or seafood salad sandwich AF.
I like any of your bacon terms that you were using earlier. I think we could use those. They'd be original enough, too.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Bacon breaking news.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure thing. All right. So very fun show today, of course, here on Blab.im. Hopefully you can join us live next week at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And that's assuming that my wife does not have the baby between now and then. Are you guys going to continue on if I can't be here next week?
Well, we can probably format to your schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see. We'll see when this baby comes. But it's a very... We're getting there.
Are you willing to not do this podcast if you have a baby? Is that what you were alluding to?
Yeah, I mean, if like I'm in the hospital and the baby is being born, I could potentially blab from the living room or from the delivery room.
Living room, you're doing a home birth.
No, we're not doing a home birth. So maybe we'll see. I got to see what the Wi-Fi is like over there.
Yeah. They usually have decent Wi-Fi.
That's the first question you should ask. How's the Wi-Fi at this hospital?
Yeah, I have to do a podcast.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. So follow Tyson on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. But you probably already do. He's verified. You know that's legit. And then also at,
sorry, Rob.
At Danny Bryson. That's Danny Bryson. There you go.
All right. Got it. Good luck this week, Rob.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, great show, everybody. Lots of fun. Hashtag News AF all week long for your breaking and bacon news stories. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody.
Wait, did we come up with a hashtag already?
Yeah. What did we say? The Bakelash?
Bakelash.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Take care, everybody. Again, and we gave you officially 13 inches a show for the price of 12 today.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye. See ya.
See ya.